It's slow with the conflicts in Syria and Yemen and Libya. We find that, and also we do have a lot of countries are least developed countries. They need to
Indeed.
establish, statistical offices, make sure our data that we built on it, it's a solid data. But we are late in terms of going toward the Sustainable Development for 2030 agenda, but not that late. So we are really, maybe by 2020,
Okay.
we should be able to catch up with the rest of the countries. I hope it's not going to be late because what is left, it's an agenda is very ambitious. It's a
That's
very
right.
large and wide agenda. The question is, can we do it in 10 years? And that's really what we need to do. So we need to race.
Food security. Is this problem confined only to the countries suffering from conflict and its neighboring countries, or it reaches the Gulf states as well?
No, actually, this is really not even a Gulf. It's an issue with all of the Arab. Going forward and then 2030,
Even the Gulf states
well,
suffer.
absolutely, because we are an importer of food at the end. And this
Yeah.
is really an issue for us, even though we do have the ability in certain countries to produce food. Food becomes an issue. If we don't produce it internally and we don't trade it internally between the Arabs, I think we're going to end up being importing food from others. And this is going to be an issue for us.
Climate change is a worldwide problem. Some countries in the region started to produce renewable energy. Is ESQA trying to build on this example?
Well, I mean, we do have an energy a group that works with the Arab region. Of course, the Arab region are very much oil producers, and we're going to continue with that. Clean energy is also something that are not tied to the production of oil, but it's actually to add to what we could do. Renewable energy is something that is our green technology energy, which is what the United Arab Emirates, as well as the Morocco, has already took the lead from the Arab region. I think we should follow that. It's nice to have to use the natural sun and the natural resources we have to produce renewable and clean energy. A lot of countries from Europe and others are already pushing us toward that because we do have the ability to do it.